Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the shir where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Psachim 68, talking about Techiyat HaMeis, and we should be zocha that it happens very, very soon with the coming of Mashiach today. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani said, in the name of Rabbi Yonasan, the righteous are destined to resurrect the dead, as it is stated in Zechariah. They will yet sit, old men and old women, in the streets of Yerushalayim, each man his staff in his hand, because of great age. And it is written concerning Elisha, when he resurrected the dead, in Malachim Bet, the verse relates to Elisha's instructions to his servant Gehazi regarding the resurrection of the boy. The Isha Shunamit had a son after many years without having a child. Son was about 7 or so. Son said his head was hurting, and then he unfortunately passed, and Elisha sent Gehazi, his servant, to go do it. But the sages, the Gemara, the Talmud, or the Medrash explains that he went and he was very haughty on the way, and he said, I have the staff in my hand, I'm going to resurrect the dead. And of course he wasn't zocha to do so he came back to Elisha and said nothing happened. So Elisha must have realized that Gehazi didn't merit it, so Elisha himself had to go. Fascinating perek in the Navi, and he put himself on the boy, his face on the face, hands on the hands. Crazy situation. But anyway, the verse written over there says, and you shall place my staff upon the face of the boy. So we see that a staff is used in performance of this act. In the end, Elisha did not employ his staff due to his servant's disobedience, as we mentioned. We see, however, that a staff is an instrument of resurrection, as the notes point out. So likewise, then, in the case of the verse, each man his staff in his hand, it refers to the righteous ones of the future, who with their staffs will resurrect the dead. Thus we see, in the world to come, the righteous will bring the dead to life. The Maharsha explains that the exposition is as follows. Since the verse speaks of both old men and old women in the streets, it should then discuss the staffs of both the men and the woman, with the words with their staffs in their hands. Instead, it speaks only of the staffs of the men. Furthermore, after mentioning old men and old women who are sitting, the verse states that each man's staff is in his hand. But those who are sitting are not in need of staffs. Evidently, then, the phrase, each man, his staff in his hand, represents the beginning of a new thought. Namely, that in a future time the righteous ones of Israel will resurrect the dead. May it be so today. We should be zocha to realize that what we can do in this life is to be involved in Torah, be involved in mitzvot, be involved in chesed, and to make ourselves as righteous as possible. And that we should make ourselves involved in this Torah and a wonderful lifestyle as possible. And we should be zocha to be instrumental in our own small way to bring Mashiach, to bring the resurrection of the dead. May it be so today. If the whole world could be more peaceful, more full of mitzvot, more full of Torah, more full of chesed, maybe we can have that this wonderful prophecy, this wonderful exposition can literally happen today. May it be the will of Hashem today. Join us next time as we talk Psachim 69 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.